If you're looking to fend off the winter doldrums with a spot of online retail therapy, you'd better get your skates on. From July the 1st, Amazon will stop shipping packages to Australia from its international store. It's a massive shake-up to the retail landscape. And analysts suggest consumers could be the biggest losers. Angus Randall reports.
It's late-night trading in the Sydney CBD. In business terms, this is old-school retail, and shoppers aren't too fussed about Amazon shrinking its online store.
Yeah, I think Amazon's a bit sketchy, so I don't really use them.
Most of the time, I check everything on eBay because I already know that it's harder to find things on Amazon because it doesn't really ship to Australia.
When they first came into Australia around Christmas time, that the big hoo-ha was that they were more expensive. So that was a bit of a shock.
Amazon's move to block Australian shoppers from accessing its US store has been met with glee by its competitors.
The loser is the Australian consumer. We don't live in the 1970s anymore where you can shut out the rest of the world.
Scott Kilmartin is a retail advisor.
It's definitely good for local retailers in the short to medium term. It's good for marketplaces like eBay, competitors of Amazon, which have a bigger part of the market at this point in time.
Amazon's US store has around 600 million products. Its Australian counterpart only has around 64 million. And Scott Kilmartin believes the fashion world could be hit the hardest.
There are a lot of fashion brands, again in the US, which often don't sell on their own websites. They're using Amazon particularly as their sole distribution channel. And so the only way you can buy those brands is on Amazon. And if that's the case and Amazon don't ship to Australia, you've got to find another way to buy them. And we've seen that as a big trend in e-commerce in the US, which Amazon is so dominant over there. A lot of brands have gone back to, it's almost like they've gone back to 2006, 2007, where they only had catalog websites because Amazon's handling their e-commerce, their sales, their pick and pack and their distribution. So anyone that's going with that strategy, if I want to buy from them, then I've got to find another way.
Amazon says it regrets the inconvenience to shoppers accustomed to visiting the global store. Scott Kilmartin believes Australians are yet to form a loyalty to Amazon, but he doubts there'll be much of a backlash to the retail giant's disappearing act.
Because Amazon really still will be the platform where you will want to buy things, possibly not now, but in the future. So the backlash will calm down if the platform in Australia adds a significant volume of products and becomes an easier way to buy.
Back at the shopping centre, most people are happy to go where the prices take them.
Do you feel loyalty to these kind of brands like eBay or Amazon?
No, not especially.
And for those venturing out on a cold Sydney night, there are still some benefits to doing things the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, I like to see items in real life because the colours can look different on, you know, when you look at them online than they do in real life. And also, if you want to try it with clothes, I always find that I need to try them on. I've had disasters from buying stuff online.
Shoppers in Sydney speaking there with Angus Randall.